We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and let me say Merry Christmas. I hope you're enjoying the Christmas season where we're celebrating the birth of our King, and that's what we've been talking about here on the program for the past couple of days is out of the Lord's Prayer, Your Kingdom Come, and with the kingdom comes the King. Without the King, there is no kingdom, and when the King shows up, he brings his entire entourage with him. And so this is going to be a great week. We're going to be talking about this all week long, and want to remind you that our vintage service is tomorrow. We have actually, this will be the last vintage service that we have until 2015. On Christmas Eve, December the 24th, that's a week from tomorrow, we will be having our Christmas Eve communion service, 6 p.m. It's a multimedia event, and it is a great time. I promise that if you come out, we will be very good stewards of your time. It takes our service is about 45 minutes to an hour. Our family has a tradition that, and I'll be honest with you, I don't remember ever having gone to a Christmas Eve service until I was the pastor of Merit Assembly of God. And then we started one. Now there's a lot of them that go on. I know they went on beforehand. But there are quite a few options that you have, in the Brevard County, Merritt Island area. After our church service, then our family goes back home, has a dinner along the lines of what my wife grew up with, and then Sunday morning Christmas morning we have a great time of family celebration as well. And now that our kids are growing up, those things adjust and are in flux a little bit. But pray that you have a great holiday season. So tomorrow, vintage service will take place at 11 o'clock. We will also have our kids ministry program tomorrow night, filled with a Christmas program for them, game night, and just having a great time of fun. So that's what the schedule is looking like over the next week or so as far as Wednesdays. So then this coming Sunday night will be our Merit Assembly of God Christmas banquet. And it's a dinner that we provide for the families in our church. We've been doing this radio program for over a year now. Some of you support the radio program financially, and for that, we say thank you. We do consider you part of our congregation. And so if you'd like to come and celebrate with us the goodness of God, just give us a call. We have limited seating capacity. We want to make sure that we have enough seats available as well as enough food prepared. Nobody likes to go to a banquet and end up going to a fast. So so those are coming up. And then this coming Sunday morning, I will be sharing my Christmas message, and would love to have you be a part of that as we celebrate the goodness of God. Today we are going to resume our study on Your Kingdom Come. I want to start off today in the 145th chapter of Psalm 145. And it says there in verse number 13, let's start reading in verse number 10, where it says, "All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Do you notice how in this area we are seeing so many different references to his kingdom? In verse 15, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Even as monarchies go, Jesus' kingdom is of a different nature. In John 18:38, Jesus said that his kingdom is not of this world. It does not mean that his kingdom does not extend to this world. It means that his kingdom does not spring up from the same nature as what earthly kingdoms do. In fact, here there's a number of references. It says in verse number 13, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. A king was only a king as long as he was alive. And so his kingdom would not endure after him. It would now be the kingdom of his successor. But Jesus lives eternally. Jesus lives forever. And so his dominion endures through my generation, through my children's generation, should the Lord tarry, through my children, through my grandchildren's generation. It perpetuates for eternity. It goes on and on and on. It is an eternal kingdom. There will never be a better kingdom that will arise and overthrow it. There will never be a more powerful kingdom that will arise and overthrow it. There will never be a person of greater virtue or honor or faithfulness. His kingdom, it endures forever. And so thank God. So we need to learn the nature of his kingdom if we are going to be an effective ambassador for the king. The scripture describes us as Christ's ambassadors. To give you an idea of how old I was, how old I am, when I was growing up, our youth group, in fact, every youth group was known as, in the Assemblies of God, were known as Christ's ambassadors. And we had our own theme song and all that sort of stuff. And the reality is we are ambassadors for the king. An ambassador is somebody who represents the person of authority that has dispatched him to that region. And so you and I, we have been assigned by the king to be his ambassador here in Brevard County or wherever you may be listening to this broadcast from. So we're very, very thankful for his kingdom. And in verse number 11 of Psalm 145, it says, they shall speak, the they being all your works and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom. Okay, and so what I want to point out to you first is that it is not my kingdom. It is not even your kingdom. It is the kingdom of God and of his righteousness and of his Christ. It is God's kingdom. God's kingdom. And so you and I, we are all subjects of the kingdom of God. Here it says, the works, all God's works and all God's saints shall speak of the glory of God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a glorious kingdom. I have been to some other countries in my travels. I've gone to on missions trips. I've gone and spent time in a few other countries. And some of those countries, when I arrived back in America, I'm not joking when I say this, one of the first things that I did was get on my knees and literally I kissed pavement. I was so thankful to be back in America, because it was so much better than where I had been. In fact, every time I see Bishop Merton Clark from Truth Revealed Ministries down in Palm Bay, He and I went on a trip together, and every time we see one another, we just laugh because of where we had gone on that journey. It was a very dangerous place there. I mean, it was a very real possibility that that could have been the last trip that I made on this earth. And so, if some of you are listening, know, Bishop Clark, talk to him and ask him to explain, to you, what that trip was about. It was quite a memorable. In fact, even before we went on my trip, you know, my wife said, that she wasn't sure I was coming home from that trip. The person who talked me into going on that trip ended up not getting to go on that trip and missed out on some wonderful memories. And so whenever we go someplace and then we come back, we say, wow, America is so much better than where I just came from. You know, in spite of all of our flaws and all of our issues and, you know, the division that exists here in America right now, it was still far superior to where I'd gone. Were there some beautiful episodes that took place? Yes. In those places? Yes. But the kingdom itself, the nature of the country, the nature of the government in America was far superior to that. Well, I want you to know that in God's kingdom, life is exponentially better than anything you and I could experience anywhere on this earth. It's you and I are supposed to talk about, we are supposed to discuss, we are supposed to proclaim the glory of his kingdom. If I can take just a moment to address the saints of God, and that is this: when you are at home and your kids are there, make sure you are discussing the glories of God's kingdom and the glories of being God's child and the blessings of being able to worship in your church. Make sure your children hear you speaking favorably about God's servants, God's people, God's kingdom. Make sure that your life and your words align with what you're proclaiming. Because if you say one thing and you do another, they're going to recognize the hypocrisy and they're not going to do as you say and not as you do. They are going to do as you do, and then they are going to take it a step further than what you went. They don't ever just rise to the same level. The scripture talks about things that are ever increasing. And so you and I, we want to make sure that our children are in ever increasing righteousness, not ever increasing depravity. Let me not just stop there, because I would like to think that I'm not just a person on the radio here, but I am providing pastoral counsel and wisdom to you. And that is, whenever you go to a restaurant, please, when you are out in public, please, for the sake of God's kingdom and those that he died to save, would you please not go out complaining about your church, how long the service was, how lame the worship service was. Did you see what this person was wearing, complaining about that? And let me tell you something. I have been in restaurants, and I just went there to eat the food. That's all I did. And the booth behind me was filled with people. They do not know if I'm a pastor. They don't know if I'm a Christian. They don't know if I'm a person who's been struggling with whether or not I'm going to ask Jesus to be the Lord. They know nothing about me. And everything in their conversation that was going on in that booth behind me was lambasting the pastor, the pastoral staff. It was complaining about the structure of the church, and they didn't name the church or anything like that. but they were not speaking of the glories of God's kingdom. They were complaining about the shortcomings of God's people. They were not doing anything to make the kingdom of God attractive. In fact, they were skewing the representation of God's kingdom. They were making God's kingdom look bad while trying to make themselves look good. And so we don't want to do that. We want to talk about the glory of his kingdom. And in verse number 12, it says to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Not only is his kingdom a magnificent place, it is majestic. It is so powerful that there are beings in heaven that never stop worshiping God. There are beings in heaven that are laying their crowns at his feet. There are people so absorbed, or not people, but creatures that God has created, that they are just captivated by the beauty of his holiness. God is majestic. And you know, I know that we normally talk about the triumphal entry around Easter time, but when those people in that day saw Jesus riding into Jerusalem in fulfillment of the prophetic scriptures, they knew that they had just seen their king coming in. They had just seen their king fulfilling the word of God. And they went into spontaneous worship to the point that the Pharisees and the other religious leadership, they were totally offended. They were up in arms. They said, "You've got to tell them to stop this. This is totally unacceptable." And Jesus said, "I tell you, if they do not do this, that the very rocks are going to cry out." And that's what it says. All your works, God, creation is God's work. It is his display. He declares his glory in the heavens and on the earth. It is a majestic kingdom. So let me throw this challenge out to you. When was the last time you were just overwhelmed with the majesty of God? And I'm not even talking about in a church service. When was the last time you just said, "You know what? I just need to stop and praise him because his kingdom is so wonderful. I didn't deserve to be in his kingdom. He extended his reign into my life. And I'm so thankful to the king." I want to take you to another psalm this morning, and it's in Psalm 24. Verse number 7, it says, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory." And I just love that Psalm of David there. And it talks to the gates and it says, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." So let me just, as I look at that verse, let me ask you, what is there, or is there anything in your life that is a barrier between you and the King of glory who longs to come into that area of your life? You see, so many people now want to live in compartmentalized lives, and they say, "Well, I'll let Jesus come in and forgive me of my sins." But you see, he wants to come in as the King of glory in every area of your life. I'm thankful when we're in church on Sunday, I'm thankful that I can pray to the King of glory for areas of people's health. I'm thankful for the King of glory that I can pray for people that he will come into their occupation. I'm thankful that he can come in to their family relationships. I'm thankful that he can come into their emotional life. I'm thankful that he can come in and deliver them from strongholds. So I want to ask you today, is there anything that is a separation, a barrier between you and the King of Glory making his majestic entrance into that area of your life? If so, I want you to do what David did here at this point in time and say to those gates, to those barriers, lift up your heads and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. See, it may not be something that is temporal. It may be something that is chronic. It may be something that has existed in your family for generations. But today, Jesus says, I want to come in and I want to provide access because I'm the King of Glory and I want to come into that area of your life. And let me tell you, you will never regret any of the compartments in your life, any of the areas of your life where you give the King of Glory access. I'm telling you, life in that arena is getting ready to become greatly, greatly improved. Verse number 8 says, well, wait a minute, who's this King of Glory? Who is he? And it says here, he's the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. That's who the King of Glory is. Who is he? Who is this King of Glory? The King of Glory that comes in, he is the Lord. He is the sovereign. He is the self-existent one. He is the supreme of all supremes. He is the very pinnacle of all that exists. It is because of him that all things were created, and for his pleasure they were created. It is that King of Glory. And when he comes in, he is not coming in weakness. One of the things people sometimes celebrate at Christmas time, they celebrate the baby being born in the manger. And that is all wonderful. I am so thankful for the virgin birth. I'm thankful for the incarnate Christ. I'm thankful for all of that. I'm thankful that he came and chose to dwell among us. But I want you to understand that he always came as the King of Glory, the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. He came to wage war for the kingdom of God to rule and reign in every area of your life. There are so many people that they say, well, once I get my life all straightened up, once I get it all cleaned up, once I get it all refined, then I will come to Jesus then. And I want to tell you, I really wish you had been at church on Sunday. It was a message that God had laid upon my heart, just a power. I just shared just a brief little glimpse of that message with my daughter when God had given it to me. So I was announcing it to the church a week before that I was going to preach it. And my daughter saying, yeah, it's really, really good. And my kids, if you're ever around us, you'll find out that they will tease me whenever I mess up immensely. In fact, some of my vocal faux pas have become legendary around our household. It still causes people to break out into hysterical laughter. Even though it happened decades ago, it really, so they're not just telling me something is good to stroke my ego. They do a great job of keeping me balanced. But one of the things that was in that message that I wanted to share was that when God brings in the harvest, when the harvest comes in, it is not all neat and tidy. There is a refining process that takes place. There are many steps from the harvest being brought in to the place where it is cleansed, refined, connected, and utilized and beautified for the glory of the King. So I want to encourage you, don't spend all your time trying to clean yourself up before you come to Jesus. That is like trying to run an 8-cylinder car on with no with no engine in it. You don't have the power to overcome the strongholds of the enemy on your own. You need the King of Glory to come in. You need the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is strong. He is mighty. He is mighty in battle. And I want you to know that the person who wrote this was David. He was the one who had slain Goliath. He knew what it was like, but he didn't go out there that day in his own strength. He didn't even go out there that day in his own experience. He said, today you have defied the armies of the living God. Today God's going to give me the victory. And so today, whatever you might be battling in your life, as we've been talking about with Lord, your kingdom come, let the Lord come in, let him fight the battles, let him bring the victory. Verse number 9 says, lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Isn't it comforting to know that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who is perfect in knowledge, he knows everything there is to know about you. He knows all about your past. He knows about your failures. He knows about your victories. He knows about your strengths. He knows that without him, you can do nothing. He knows it all. And yet he says, if you will lift up, if you will listen to me, as it says in Revelation chapter 3, if you listen to me knocking at the door, if you hear me and you open up, I'm going to come in. Listen, he's not coming in just as a diner at a local restaurant. He is coming in as the one who is strong and mighty, the one who is mighty in battle. He's coming in as the King of Glory. I don't know about you, but I want to be like the wise men at Christmas time. Where is he? The one that has been born, King of the Jews. Where is he? We are going to have an encounter with the King of the Jews. We're going to have an encounter with the King of Kings this holiday season. So I pray that this Christmas season, that you will take time to lift up the gates and open the doors and allow yourself the privilege of fellowshipping with the mighty King of Glory. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, there may be people who are listening today, and Lord, they've heard the word over and over again, but they have never, never asked you to be the Lord of their life. I pray today, God, that you would reveal yourself to them as their Savior, their friend. But Lord, I also pray that you would reveal yourself as their healer, their Lord, and their King. May you come in strong and mighty. Would you wage war and bring victory over strongholds, addictions, heartache, and misery? God, may you be seen in all your glory, in Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.